Very good! Ed Berry on the buzzer! What an
Making big shots.
Davis to reply. Yes, he hits a three! 3 3-pointers in quick succession at either end of the floor. The Rocks have it now.
Durham brings it cross mid-court. He's getting harassed by Evans. They still have fouls to give Cheshire. Here's Sloan to the basket. Out to Oymaz. Sloan in the corner for the win. Oh! Can you believe it? David Sloan wins it on the buzzer. And the Caledonian Gladiators go wild.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Gladcast Basketball Podcast, a podcast all about the Caledonia Gladiators. On this episode, with the season already underway for the men's, it is now time to shift our focus back to the women's teams as they prepare for their inaugural campaign in Europe and their eagerly anticipated domestic campaign. We are joined by no other than Miguel Ortega and Chantel Handy. Miguel, welcome on the podcast, and Chantel, welcome back.
Hello.
We'll have a quick look back at the season, a strong domestic campaign with a brilliant end to the season with a run to finish second in the table. The team became the squad that took London's unbeaten record with a memorable win in the capital with assistant coach Handy slotting the winning point and getting a defensive stop. A tough defeat at home to the Riders in the playoffs. The season ended also with Miguel being awarded Coach of the Year, so well done to you, sir. If you can both sum up, how did you feel year one went?
You know, it was our first year, and I think we probably overperformed, I think, with the team we had, and that was, you know, to Miguel, the work that he put in, and then the players that sacrificed and bought into the system. You know, I think that was a huge thing for us coming in, and we lost a few players along the way, and we finished with a few less players than we had in the beginning, but we fought it out in the end and had a great season then. So now we're just looking to back that up this year.
I think it was the first year. First year for us is the year where everybody is looking for what happened with us. No? So for us, in that moment, is the moment they create the year. You know, they develop the year, thinking in the year. No, is the first step. Is about the facility. No, is building the facility. Is building the new project. No. And this year, for me, is the first really step.
So yeah, year two now kicks off, the club having its own home. We've had a few inaugural matches for the men's team, also women's team, or the team that opened this place. What does this mean for the club, having their own facility?
It's huge. And having our own home court to come play in front of fans and have people come in every week. Obviously, the men played last night and sold it out, and the atmosphere was insane. So we're hoping that that could be something for both teams. So fans come along and support us.
And it's important also, it's important for, to me, the, of course, for the club, for developed fans, no, for everybody, it's amazing. But for us, for the people, the basketball people, it's important because it's the opportunity they develop over girls. This is very important, thinking in the future, in terms of the future, no? Now we have the opportunity, the practice every day, the practice individuals, our academy, our youngers, for everybody, you know, is the first step to develop the future.
And that's totally answering my next question, Miguel, so what a guy for answering that one. So, Jan, you were away coaching with the GB program over the summer. How did you find that, for kind of your first kind of coaching experience?
It was great. Obviously, it was my first head position at a high level, so the challenge was definitely there, and I had a great support staff, and I had great kids, to be honest. It's tough when you've only got a few weeks with them and you're trying to instill a culture and build that thing over time, but it was a great learning for me, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
Is there stuff you've taken back from that to hear?
Absolutely. I think it's interesting to think how you might coach, and then you reflect on things, and I'd probably change a few things that I did, and that's all about learning, right? So I think the development was great for me in that time frame, and then hopefully I can build from that and move forward.
Miguel, how have you found this summer? Obviously a lot different in terms of recruitment, but yeah, how is it different in comparison?
Okay, with the recruitment this year, we do it together. during the last year, during the last season, we working about every month, we working about every week about the players, but together, no? All the staff, the club, also Lisa Palombo, everybody is involved and looking for information, looking for the best opportunity, best player that we can to find, no? And first, these decisions, we talk about the old philosophy, which is very important. For us, it's very important in this moment develop our players. Chan and me, and Tony McDonald, is no, it's only about the, of course, compete and win, of course, but also develop our players, no? So in that moment, we create this philosophy, no? Maybe 7-8 months ago, we're talking and developing, what do you want, no? What is your idea, no? Okay, for us, it's more easy, no? Looking for foreigner players here, take the responsibility, win, okay? But no, maybe not is the moment for us. Maybe for us, the more important thing is about the UK players, and especially, more approach, the Scotland player, no? It's very important to develop this kind of player. Maybe in the future, we, no, when our level is much better, maybe we to find maybe another market the player, no? Another level the player. But right now, for us, in that moment, our decision was, come on, develop our players.
Yeah. So, Chantel, with obviously the foremost roster, we see the retention of Robin and Erin, along with new talent and or return to Scotland, with players like Lake and James, and then proven league talent in like Samantha Roscoe, Kirsty Brown, Hannah Robb. How important was it to have those kind of experienced players with league experience, also international experience?
Yeah, and I think like Miguel said, like we're trying to develop our players, right? You can go out and buy players and whatever, but I think trying to build that culture of what the team's trying to be has always been a huge thing for us. You'd heard us talk about culture a lot last year, and I think it's something that we're trying to instill into the club. The club is a culture for us, and I think bringing them kind of players back and having them get invested in what we're trying to do is huge. And they've all come on board and they've been amazing, so we've just got to try and push that forward. But it was huge them coming back, especially some that have played at GB. We're getting international talent in now, which makes a huge difference to the domestic level of players.
Yeah, so obviously, I spoke with most of the girls' crew were coming back, and the energy, the positivity, the excitement to come here, and the whole project and culture that's been created is something that they all say was a massive selling point that they want to continue as well.
Yeah.
So, Miguel, there's also the addition of a bit of an international flair, a bit different from the norm of maybe not going for like Americans and such. What can we expect from the new girls on the roster?
For us, when we, you know, we're looking for foreigner players, and for us it's important that the players know it's always okay. They take the responsibility, no, because it's foreigner. No. We are looking for players that's involved in our philosophy. So Ari, special Ari, Bintu, this kind of players, Reagan. These players can is a collaborate with us. No, is the responsibility is the team responsibility. No, is they get the responsibility. They is important for us. The attitude about the share, okay, the commitment with us with the club. Okay, this is was our decision, no, about the looking for this kind of players.
So pre-season trip to Spain. How was that, and what can we expect from the team this season?
It was great. I think the intensity level was what we were looking for, especially going to play higher level teams, and we definitely got that with some of the teams we played against. They're fast, they're intense, they're physical. So it was great for us to get that understanding of this is what it's going to be like in Europe, because, you know, it's no disrespect to the league, but it's just very different levels. And I think the intensity was great for us, and I think it also built us as a team. We traveled for a week, we stayed together, we did some team building stuff, and the atmosphere was great with the team. So I think that was a huge step too, never mind just the games. It was the whole fact of that was a few weeks into the preseason, and then we went off to Spain and, you know, spent some time together, and the improvement got better every single day. I feel like we were there, and that was the whole idea of the trip was to.
Not everybody know this. No, maybe Chan know about the intensity, Cabrini Europe, different country, pam pam pam. maybe another girl, no, have this experience, but not everybody, no. If for us, it's very important, no, that every play, these teams can play this kind of basketball, no, for everybody to understand. Wow, we need to, okay, we have similar talent, we have talent, we have players who are fundamental, we have players with basketball, but no, maybe in this kind of speed, you know, many people more can play another speed. We need, looking for this experience in Spain, no, about the, hey, we have talent, we play basketball, we can play, compete, of course, but we need to, okay, improve this about the speed actions, you know.
Yeah, because that was one thing, just even seeing the end of practice there, you can see the intensity, speed of play is so much higher than it was last season in practice. The demands that you two, but also each of the girls have on each other to make practice that intense was phenomenal to see.
Yeah.
So, with the European campaign, what, 6 days away, how exciting is it to be part of that kind of inaugural campaign into European competition with trips to Israel, Portugal and Belgium? And yeah, what are the goals for the European journey?
You know, I think we're excited to go into Europe. I think it's the next step that we wanted to take and go and compete at a higher level and see, you know, London went in there last year and did well, and you know, we were thinking that we, you know, we got to take the next steps to step across into Europe to get more competition, you know. And I think we get regular league season games, but then you want to play twice a week, you want to play at that level, you want to play against the best in the world, you want to see if you compete.
Because I think it was last
players.
Year when I recorded with you, you were like, we were like 3 weeks between games,
yeah,
and the season maybe had been in like 6 games old, and then there was a massive 3 week break where you guys were just like, who had just come in, or someone got injured, you're waiting trying to get someone bedded in, and it's so tough, whereas this gives you that regular competition.
Yeah, exactly. So at the beginning we'll be playing 2 games a week, which will be huge for us, and then you just, it's the way you develop, right? You get better when you're playing games. Yes, you can practice stuff like this, but I think teams grow the more they play together.
I think Europe is very important, not only for us, you know, for the club, for everybody, you know, for everybody. It's very important, okay, how is the pro basketball in Europe, no, in terms of the organized, in terms of, for everybody understand that for us, Caledonia is amazing in this level. This level, the organized, the everything in Caledonia is very good. So everybody know, okay, we stay in this level. No, it's very important for this. Also, to me, it's very important that for the exterior imagine. Understand about the everybody in Europe, no, oh, Scottish, Scotland, team, pro, sure, it's really, you know, everybody, you understand me, everybody understand, hey, be careful,
they mean business,
okay, we stay, it's okay, organize is okay, everything in this club, okay, work very good, so we stay here, okay, maybe now in the bottom, but stay here, no, yeah, the future is for us, looking for the future.
Yeah, that's something I think Steve always says, if you don't go in and try something, you're never going to know your level. So if the first season, as you said, Miguel, it might be at the bottom, but every year, just improve, 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 improve. So, final question, what should fans, spectators expect to see from the team on court? Like, how are we going, what's going to be the style of play you guys are demanding from the girls?
That's you, boss. You can tell.
For me, about the about us, I think it's very important show for the people who is coming watch the game, show amazing attitude, no, the best, our best effort, our best attitude, because it's important the connection with the fanatics, no, about the, no, the, see you, I sit down in the game, I see that the players, the men or girls, or boys, that's the girls, that's the matter, no? Everybody in the court, the level, the effort, the attitude, the spirit that transmit is great. I come back. Okay? But see, I watch the people, my girls, is the effort, the attitude is not great. I don't identify with this. It's very important that when I sit down in the court, I watch the game. The people can watch is the people can won. In terms of the effort, the attitude, the sacrifice, you know, I think when the people transmit this, no, I think this is the best, no? For Chan and me, looking for this kind of players.
No, totally. I think the intensity and the demand is a huge thing for us. I think we're always talking about that as a team and, you know, trying to keep that for 40 minutes. And that's hard to do. It is hard to do, but that's what we want to challenge our players to do.
We Miguel, Chantel, thank you for your time today, and yeah, good luck with the season ahead.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.